A word for you from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. But God's firm foundation stands, bearing this seal. The Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Here Paul he starts the sentence here with but, in some translations, nevertheless. And it is because of what has gone before this, where Paul is warning Timothy to warn the church that bad talk is spreading like gangrene, destroying the faith of some of the believers. And he mentions by name Philetus and Hymenaeus. And what they are saying is a doctrinal issue. It is, of course, completely in error. But amazingly, when we get to verse 19 and Paul reassures Timothy by saying, nevertheless, God's firm foundation stands, or you could say is unshakable, what he is doing now is speaking about how God sees the issue. God doesn't counter it with some very correct doctrine. He counters it with life. Yes, it is all about life, life from the Lord. Is there true life from above in this person? When you stand before God one day, He will not ask you, were you a Calvinist? Are you an Arminian? Are you this? Are you that? Did you believe this? He will examine who you are. And the seal on the foundation, in other words, showing that it is the real foundation, the genuine foundation, it is a two-edged sword, so to say. It is a recognizable foundation because of the seal, and it says, firstly, the Lord knows those who are His. The Lord knows which ones belong to Him, but also it means the Lord has intimate fellowship with those who are His. Will you, when you stand before God, fall under the condemnation of which the Lord predicted when He said, many will stand before Him and say, Lord, Lord, and He will respond, I did not know you. But the second part of the seal, that which shows the genuine character of God's foundation, is that it says, let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Are you busy departing from iniquity? Not the iniquity of other people, not the sins of others that you so readily see with a keen eye, but your own sins. Are you living a life of daily departing from all iniquity?